The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
NaNoWriMo special I Should Be Writing podcast. Tonight on Eating with the Smiths, the new Thursday night program from WMUR, we encounter the Smiths and their 37 children and the domestic problems they tend to have. Mom! Which one are you again? I'm Tracy. All right, Tracy. What's wrong? I just don't feel like I'm as good as Cynthia in art class. Oh my God, why do you keep complaining about that? Which one's that again? That one's Cynthia. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Cynthia. What? She can't focus on her own work. All she does is whine and whine and whine about how I'm better, and I'm not trying to do anything better than her. I'm not thinking about her at all. Yeah, I don't think her about it all very much either. Why do we have 37 kids again? I can't keep them straight. Amy, listen. Whatever Cynthia does, whatever she does, whether she draws a better picture, writes 2,000 words while you can barely get 1,000, whatever she does, whether she's proudly saying it on social media that she got so much done today and she's so proud of herself, that has nothing to do with you. I'm Betty. Right. Where are you? Which one? Shoot. Anyway, listen, kids, all of you, all 30 frickin' 7 of you. What matters is what you do compared to what you do. If you really, really need to compare yourself to something, compare yourself to yesterday. I mean, me, yesterday, I had 36 kids. Today I've got 37 and I'm not really sure why, and I'm not really sure it's an improvement. I'm sorry. Did Billy hear that? No. Good. Okay. So what we really need is just think about yourself. Think about what you do. Think about what you accomplish. And please don't compare yourself to anybody else, because that way lies madness. And you know what you're doing? You're wasting time whining that you don't have what they have, instead of channeling that effort into making something more or making something better than what you had before. So listen, focus on your own work. And we need to talk to the producers, because I'm not sure where half these kids came from. That's tonight on Eating with the Smiths. And I'm sorry I didn't get a Saturday episode out to you guys. Saturday seems to be a tough day for me. Perhaps I should record in advance. But yesterday was day 11. And you should have been up to about 18,333, I think. And today is day 12, and you should be at around 20. Hope you're still writing. If you're worried about me, and I've actually gotten a couple of emails from those of you who are, which is very touching, I actually haven't updated my word count. And I know that sounds lame and like an excuse, but I haven't. I thought I would update it at the end of my writing yesterday, and I ended earlier than I thought I would, so I didn't quite get my goal, but I got plenty. I just haven't updated yet, so don't worry about me. I'm doing okay. Be Cynthia. Worry about your own stuff. Yeah. Actually, that sounded a lot ruder than I meant it to. Thank you for your concern, but I'm doing okay. Music by John Anelio, used by permission. This podcast is brought to you by you, wonderful patrons who support the show and help me make these. Thank you.